up-to-date Orange County news on KX at 1 Laguna. Now.
What is likely to be the only forum for Laguna Beach School Board candidates will take place at Top of the World Elementary School on Wednesday, October 8th, the first day of absentee balloting statewide. Members of the public are welcome and invited to arrive early to write their questions at the 6 p.m. forum sponsored by the PTA Council and League of Women Voters. Three challengers and a single incumbent vie for three open seats on the Laguna Beach School Board. The November 4th election decides the outcome. Former council member Cheryl Kinsman is perhaps best known for her diligence in ensuring that the community retained its hospital and emergency room, even while the former operators put the facility up for auction. Today, she's pursuing a four-footed project, seeking to raise the $20,000 necessary to purchase a police dog for the city. She must be closer to her goal today, after disclosing her new endeavor last week at the sold-out Women's Club lunch, where Kinsman was honored as Woman of the Year. Former mayors Kathleen Blackburn and Jane Egli, along with city manager John Petigue, all described Kinsman's unflinching dedication to retaining what is now Mission Hospital. Expect a test alert sometime today from Alert OC, part of an emergency preparedness drill. The test message will encourage residents to register their information, allowing them to receive emergency announcements by text, email, and landline. Lift a glass with Zahid Lawrence during a centennial toast next week for her husband, the late Harry Lawrence. Next Wednesday on October 1st, the Beautification Council will hold an honorary 100th birthday bash in memory of Lawrence, its founder, who died in 2012. The public is invited to join the 4 p.m. party celebrating the man known as Mr. Laguna for his contributions to the town, its growth, and its history. A ribbon cutting for a new Harry Lawrence memorial plaque will take place outside the historic Tudor College, now occupied by Solani Steak Tavern. It's where a majestic tree now stands, Lawrence planted in 1960. A reception will follow. That's today's news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. I'm Tyler Russell for KX at One Laguna.